It's an honor and a pleasure to be here because I really believe that God has something to say. Been doing some tremendous things in our life. I'm always accused of saying everything is better than it is, but that's my attitude because I really believe that if you're still sucking air in and blowing it out, it's not bad as you think it is. I tell you that. If you're still sucking in air, you got another chance. You really do. And Friday, I had an opportunity, and I think it's been coming for a while to be able to leave my job. And I'm going to do Bryce's mobile service, which I've been doing a long time, after hours, Barbara knows. And that's what I'm going to do, because I think God wants me to have some free time to do what he wants me to do. And some available time, because when you're in bondage to a job or any kind of situation, you have to be there. And I was there. When I was there, I was there. I was faithful. I was on time and everything. So thank God released me from that to do some other things. And I'm happy about it. I'm excited about it. I'm not worried about it at all. First of all, I like to pray because I think that I shouldn't say anything that God don't want me to say. I want him to be in control of everything. And he's blessed us to be here. So let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Father, I pray that we would have ears to hear what you would have to say to us. Father, and the word don't need anything to stand on but itself. So Father, what's said, Lord, let it be received. In Jesus' name. Amen. I think I've been had this for a while. Some of you guys know that we have a Bible study on Saturday nights at our house. And Lord's been teaching us a lot of things. The whole thing. I think we started with salvation and spent some good time on salvation and went over it completely again, because I think that what God has called us to do, to reach the community, the neighborhoods and that kind of thing, you need to know how to lead somebody to the Lord. And I'll tell you, like I believe God told me, people are interested in what God has said to you and what he's done to you. You can give them some scriptures, and you should. But most of the time, people see something in you that's God, and they don't want necessarily a scripture. They want to know what God's done for you and what he's doing for you. Yeah, it's a lot of places that people go into, projects and slums and other places. Those people don't know anything about the Bible, but if you have something to give them, they know if you're real. They will know. There's no question. They will know if you're afraid. No question. If they can intimidate you or say something to you to get you into an argument, you count on it, because it's going to happen. I see it, because I go into some of those places. Jack, he's been there, probably a lot of other people. But I think two questions that the Lord gave me, and I think he's going to answer for us today. The Lord said to me, in what do you have your trust? In what do you have your trust? And in this life, what do you hope for? God said to me where he's going to take us, and I might say me, but I'm talking about the whole church. He says to me, you're going to have to be able to think a different way. You're going to have to be smarter. You're going to have to stop thinking in a one-dimension thinking. He said to me that you must start to think in a different way. Everything that you see is not black and white. It's deeper. He gave an example in Bible study. He asked me to put a chair out, and he said, "And what do you see? Do you see a chair? It's a lot deeper than that, and it's a lot deeper the things that he's taking us into. He wants to use our mind, but the mind that he gave us, to be able to comprehend and understand where he's going to take us." He said to me, things that you don't know can hurt you. So things that you don't know can hurt you. And I thought about the people that open those envelopes and breathe in or touch that stuff. I think that you're going to have to be very aware and very in tune to what God is calling you to do if he sends you out or if he don't send you out, even in your home. You're going to have to start to be aware of what he's saying and how he's saying it. You're going to have to be able to hear and know and understand. God's thinking is high above us. That's the scripture. We don't think like he do. But I think we can start to think a little bit how he do if we stay in prayer and let him talk to our hearts and our minds. He said, "In the last year, I've shown you many things." He said, through the life of the pastor of the church and the leadership, the men in the church, he said, things that had you in bondage, I've delivered you from through the word. Through the word, through the prayers, through the love of the people, or the leadership in the church. He said to me, unity is a must. Unity is a must. The attitudes and the ought against God and his children is not what he wants. He says to me that your prayers would not be answered. They would be hindered because of all against God and against your brothers. I think we to a place where the things that stumped us, or somebody said something to you that you didn't like and that kind of thing, wearing your feelings on your shoulders, I think we need to put that aside. If somebody's done something to you or against you, go and tell them and ask them. What is it going to hurt your feelings or whatever else that you might think is going to happen with that? The thing about it is God wanted it exposed. We have gotten to get to the point where we love each other the way God loves us. Against your brother. I think that that's one of the things that hinders the move of God, having things stopped and delayed because of something said or something done. I know a lot of people don't have a problem with that, but a lot of people do, and they just enter and they hold it in. You will never know it because they'll never say it, but it stops the flow of God. It hinders things. And I think that it needs to be exposed. It needs to be a unified effort. It needs to be the vision that the pastor has for this church. Everybody should be on it just like it was theirs. Just like they had it. In the same way, it's not going to work. You got to be passionate about it, Don said. You really do. You got to be passionate about it. You can't be half in and half out. You got to be 100% sold out to get it done, to get the job done. I think to reach the community, to reach the Metro Atlanta, really people think it takes a lot of people. Financially, it do. No question. But God will supply them. If he's got willing hearts, he can take what we got to work with, what he's given us to work with, and we can do it. I think it's time that we we're coming into a place where we're going to have people in the church that may not be pleasant. I think we may have people in here that don't look like you, act like you, and talk like you, but know the heart of God, some of them, that's backslidden, in a backslidden condition. That may come into the church. I think God's preparing us and our hearts and our minds to be able to accept those people as they are, because that's the way he wants you. He said, come to me as you are, with everything that you got, bring it, and then let him deal with it. But if we had 100 children in this church that would come next week, and some adults or whatever, could we facilitate it? See, I think God's preparing us to be able to do that. Because, see, if you got a lot of kids with bad attitude, bad grades, don't care attitude, no fathers, whatever else is out there, and you bring them into an environment like this, they're not going to act like you. They're not going to do it. You would have to have the mind of Christ. You would have to have his love, and it would have to be in you. It can't be something that you're hoping for or that you're praying for. It has to be in you to be able to deal with something like that. I think he's taking us there. God said to me, you can only have one God. Everything hinges on Jesus. You can't have something else that's in your life that you may not call a God, but he does. I think he's saying that to us. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Exalt your brother higher than yourself. Don't think more highly of yourself than you are. Be real. Be what you are and not what somebody wants to make you or what. Don't put on a false face or pretend that you're something that you're not. People are going to see right through it. I'm telling you, I know. They'll see right through it. You can pretend, and a lot of people do when they're in a church environment. But you out where on the streets or in a job situation, you can't fake it, because those people see you every day. And they know, and they watch you. They do. And when something happens, they look to you. There's a lot of people that God's called to be leaders, and they need to take their place and stop waiting on somebody else to do it. You got to. That's where we're going. We're going in an area that we haven't been before as a church. Don said it, and he keeps saying it, because I think he wants us to be prepared for it. He said, I remember him saying, if God tells us to put a stage out there in the parking lot, track the trailer, and have a rock concert or whatever, would that shake you up? If God said it shouldn't do anything to you other than you back that thing 100%, if you can't do nothing but pray. If you don't even agree with it, pray. I think that's where we're going. I think that a lot of things that's happened and Ray says it all the time, it's been life or death in the church and in our lives. It's been life or death situation that God has given us an opportunity, and some cause life, some cause death. We are not in numbers as we were last year. If we let attitudes or whatever else it is that get in the way of what God wants to do, His purposes, then that's death. That's death. It might not be physically death or physical death, but it's death. Because if you ain't where God wants you to be, you can't function. Because He don't, somewhere else that the people are that should be here, they don't have the words of life for those people. They don't. The words of life for them is where God called them to be. I think that everything that Don said, we ought to, if you don't write it down, get the tape, you should be 100% behind Him, praying for Him and everything else. Because if we're going to be unified, that's what it's going to take. It's got to take that. It's got to take that. You got to have it. God said unity is a must. It's a must. And I think that God would give us the mindset, the attitude, the heart to be unified. I don't think that it's going to be surface. I think it's going to be deep. It's going to be a relationship. Most everybody in here know each other, and for a long time. But I think to go where we're going to go, you need to know them even better. You need to know them to the point where you're praying for them and concerned about what happened to them. The things like that that's going to happen. God says He wants to work in the church, and the church is you. He wants to see His word manifested in the church. He wants to see you free, delivered, healed. The whole thing that God is. The whole thing that God is, He wants to have it in the church. He wants everybody to be a part. He wants everybody to identify with it. He wants people healed. But I think the thing about it is what's inside of you is stopping you. Not so much what the enemy has brought against you or to you, because the word's been preached in this church for years. And everybody know how to put the devil in his place. I don't even doubt, ain't no question. So what's hindering you is you. What's hindering us is us. So I think if we take a good inventory of ourselves and say to God, what is it that you want from me? And when you say it, and He gives you an answer, don't say, oh, I didn't want to hear that. You see, the thing about it is, I guarantee you, everything that we can see in ourselves or that we're concerned about, a lot of times, God ain't worried about that. It's something else. It's something that's stopping the overflow blessing. It's something that's stopping us from being having things more abundantly, as the word said. Something's stopping that. I don't believe it's not because we saved, because we are. What is it? Something stopping the blessing, the overflow blessing. There's a lot of people being blessed, yes. We have food, clothes, a place to stay, but Matthew say that. He said, don't even worry about that. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, and that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, do you have in your life what it takes that God can send you where He wants you to go and trust you with it? I believe that what He can trust us with, we can have. I believe that we can have it. If He trusts you with it, you can have it. I think we ought to get to the point of asking, Lord, do you trust me? Can I have what you said I can have? Because I believe that He want to give it to us. I believe it's coming. I believe for a long time in the Bible study, God says, do this, do that, do this, do that. And the people that's a part of that know. God said, took us through about 3 weeks of nothing but finance. Who knows where that came from? God's saying to some people that would go out and do fingernails and hair before they would pay their rent. So you know the tithe is not getting where it's supposed to be. So you got things like that God said, line up. I'm showing you this, I'm showing you that. And once you get to the place that he's told you, you either rejected it or you accepted it, that's life or death to me. You got to get to the point where he can trust you with what he wants you to have. And I believe it's coming. I believe we got to line up with it and accept it for what it is. He gave me an example the other night. I woke up one morning. I woke up and I told Sharon that I saw it on TV, and it's something that I never heard before in my life. And I don't read a lot other than the Bible. I'm not the kind. Now, car stuff and knowing how to fix something, yeah, I'm always reading that all the time. But I said, I saw something on, I think it was TV, and it was on the Learning Channel or something, but they have a bamboo tree in Japan that for 5 years they water it, fertilize it, watch it, take care of it, and it don't ever grow. It stays exactly the same. 5 years. And then it said, in the sixth year, that tree grows 90 to 100 feet in 1 year. 90 to 100 feet in 1 year. God said he's prepared us for a period of time. And when it happens, it's going to be just like that tree. You're going to be able to see it grow. And I believe that God gives us and show me things like that, because I don't read them. But he allowed me to hear that. I think in everything, if you're paying attention, God's speaking. He's talking all the time. Friday night, I went to a racetrack with a friend of mine that has a race car. And I build the carburetors for it, and it's a nice race car. I like it. So I couldn't set the carburetors up on it until it was running at the racetrack. And we took it down and we made 3 passes with it. We did real good. But God said to me, he said, we're going to make some test runs. And it's not for me to see if it's going to work, but for you to practice. For you to see it's going to work. I already know it's going to work, but you got to test it. You the one that need to know if it's going to work or not. And I said, man, that's good. But in anything that you do, if you consider him, he'll consider you. He will. I think God said to me, the key is listening and then hearing. Listening and hearing. And then after you've heard, then put some faith behind it and some action behind it to get done what he wants us to do. Now, we know without a doubt that God wants people in the kingdom. He wants them. He wants them to know about him. No, that's not a question. He wants us to reach the community. But I think the reason he starts here is because it's something that we can do. If he told us, and God is God, if he told us to go to New York, a lot of people would be hesitant. I might be. But if he said go in the neighborhood, and start right here. And that's something that we can do. That we can do. And I'm not saying he won't take us further than that. But if we start with something that's physical, that's right around here, then always, Pastor Jim said, first the physical and then the spiritual. Because I think we're going in a direction or in a place that all of us in here is going to take an effort for everybody in here to be able to reach those people. I don't know how many people's out there or back there. But if they came into the church today, we would need to know some things to facilitate them. It would take some finances to do it. Because just from living and experiencing things, if you got two people in the house, things are cheaper. If you got 10 people in the house, things are more expensive. Even down to the light bill. And I'm saying that if we had a lot of people in here, it would take the total effort of everybody in here and maybe even some sacrifice. Maybe some sacrifice. Because I believe this, if God gave it to you, it's His, and if He wants you to give it away, you should. Well, you better. You better. And you know, I think you got to get to a place where that stuff don't matter. Yeah. Because if it matters to you, it's something between you and God. So I'm encouraged that we have an opportunity, that God has blessed us and given us another chance to be the people, and I'm talking about in power. Because I believe for a long time, Pastor said it, the church had nothing to offer. For a good while, the church has had nothing to offer. We had it, but I think it was inner. It was closed up. It was in the building. It was hugging each other's neck, and I got food, you got food, and we okay. And it was, and that's the way it was. Now, I think that what God's blessed you with and what He's given you with, He wants you to reach somebody with it. Pastor Jim said a long time ago, if you don't have somebody that you're leading to the Lord or talking to the Lord about, you ain't doing nothing. You're not doing your job. He told us one time that He wanted all the elders to have somebody that they one-on-one with. I've tried to make an effort to do that, and I have a friend. His name is Bernard, and I think that we should pray for him as a group when you think about it. He's convinced that he's a Muslim. Now, and I'm talking, I've known him for 7 years. He's been to the Bible study, and he liked to argue. He loved to twist the word around and make it say what it don't say. Take a word out and put it behind a word or something like that. So God keeps us on our toes. Because He could easily say something that I don't know something about, because I'm going to tell you something about the Muslim people. They study the Bible. But they study it for the wrong reason. They study it to make it say what they want it to say, and it don't work like that. I said to him 1,000 times, the truth needs nothing to stand on. I don't need to argue that with you. And I haven't. And he still comes. He calls me. I told Sharon, he calls me twice a day sometimes if I don't see him. But he hadn't came over yet. And God ain't said give up either. So what you going to do? So when you got the Jehovah Witness coming to your house, do you close the door and run? Or what do you do? Because they coming. And they believe 100% what they're doing. I think God wants us to believe in 100% what we're doing. I believe that. I believe that we got something to give out that don't need nothing to stand on but itself. and it's the word of God, because God upholds it. You put it out there, you give it out, and let it do the work. Let him do the work. Don't judge it. Don't wonder what happened. Just do what he said do. Hard for a lot of people to do. Because if God give you something, a revelation, man, a lot of people think, oh man, he gave that to me. He gave it to you for us. He showed me that it's like this. If everybody in here brings their part to me, a car part, and it's depending on getting us out of here, we going somewhere in this thing when we get it finished. And I'm putting it together. Somebody got a part in their pocket or at home or something that they're not going to bring. We ain't going nowhere. We can't ride because they didn't bring their part. God shows you a lot depending on what you do. And I believe that what I do, I have to trust him 100%, because I'm telling you, I see some things that on the newer cars, and I'm not going to talk about cars, but that will blow your mind. And the first thing that I remember seeing is a motor, an engine without a distributor. And I said, man, how does that work? And I got right on it and I found out how it worked. But I believe that if you got a part, God's giving you a part and you don't bring it, you're stopping us from going somewhere. You're stopping us. That's why I believe that the body of Christ is the body. Everybody has a part to bring. And if you holding your part, we ain't going nowhere. But we should. We should want to go somewhere. You shouldn't keep something back because it's me. Or something I said, something I done to you. Because you know what? If it is, and you tell me, I'll say, I'm sorry, animal. In just that instant. And if I can do something to make it right, I want to. Because that's what it's going to take. Unity is a must, he said. And he keeps saying it. He gave me a bunch of scriptures that says that. Because we wasn't always unified in the family. A lot of people was fussing and fighting and that kind of thing. So God gives you what you need. And he said unity is a must. And I know that what he's called us to do, we can't be wondering if we are in or out. We got to be in. And I think that if we be in, we can accomplish the goal that he's called us to do. I think that it started with the neighborhood. I don't think it's an ending to it. I think the finances are going to come. I think the blessings are going to come. I think everything that we need is going to come if we unify as one vision, one purpose, one mind, one accord. I think it started with the leadership Don said last week. Because it was a time that we wasn't. For whatever reason. But God has a way of knitting hearts together. If you surrender to him. Not your will, but his will be done. I believe that 100%. I think he taught us that. Not our will, but his will be done. Keith said it, prayed it today. Only thing living that he gave a free will to is us. Not our will, but his will be done. I think the Lord's going to bless us. I think he's taking us somewhere. I'm excited about it. And I'm glad to see a lot of people at church today. Well, a lot of our home church people. And I think that we should begin to invite people. There's some maps on the desk back there of how to get here. That Don and somebody came, I think Mike, and some people, if you need some, take them. You know, if you can't bring them with you, give them out and tell people where we are and what we're doing. Oh, if you're interested in something, if you got something, you should be giving it out. Why? If it's not just for you. Tell them where we are and what we're doing. And tell them, hey, we love the Lord over here. We have a good time. We love each other. Glad to see you come. We'd be honored to have you. You know, if you talk to people in a way that you want them to, that you want them to be treated, it's not hard to reach people at all. Jack knows. Jack goes into the projects and places like that that God's called him to go, and the people love him. But he has something to give out. Everybody can't go to the project, so I ain't called to go to the project. But what he called us to do, let's do it. Wholeheartedly, let's do it. Amen. I think the Lord's going to bless us. He already has. And I think he's going to continue if we continue. I think we have a big part to play in it. I really do. And I think he's going to see who's sincere and who's not sincere. And I'm not judging or saying something that's not true. But if you're in, he's going to know. And you can convince us differently, but he knows your heart. It's going to take a unified effort. I really, really believe that. And so I don't want to play no games. I want to be real about it. Because if you go in to what he's called you to do, you got to be 100% sure that he's the one that's going to do it. That's it, y'all. And I think that the Lord said for me to bless you with that. And if we still have communion and that kind of stuff, that Don wanted me to encourage the people to take part of. We hadn't stopped doing anything like that. The opportunity is still there. And the prayer or whatever else you need. We're not going to put God in a box, but I'm going to bless you. Father, I bless your people with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, sound minds, health and strength. Lord, the ability to recall what you've placed, what you've put out. Lord, I bless them with all their needs met. Financially, spiritually, emotionally, and in every way, Lord, everything that you are, I bless them with that. Lord, I pray that we had ears to hear, heart to receive, and a will to work it out. Jesus' mighty name. Amen.